The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, let's get our Skeeter on, and perhaps one of the most impressive Deweys we've seen in a while. Let's get to it. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. Probably best to just text that, though, because we're on the road. Don't take phone calls generally. Can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. And, of course, you can text the show. And it's a Tuesday when you guys are usually in a bad mood, but there's no reason to be because it's an absolutely beautiful day. It's a little hot, of course, because it's Houston and it's August. But we're out here at Constellation Field in Sugar Land, and we're in a different spot. Usually they have us amongst the people. Today we're in the press box.
Oh, it's much better here.
It is. I kind of feel almost like a professional in here.
Let's be real. It's horrible to interact with the people in the concourse here. I mean, we're trying to do the
Longhorn
show.
Longhorn should be number two.
Yeah. People will talk to you. They don't care that you've got headsets on. They don't realize that means you're broadcasting, and they just want to have a conversation anyway. And, I mean, there's no, oh, I'll wait till a break or what. I mean, they just go. And you have to point at your headset to tell them, like, you know, I'm busy. That seems like a universal sign for, like, I can't talk to you right now because I'm wearing these giant black headphones with a microphone attached to them. It does, to me, you know, and maybe it's because I work in the business, I see that and I realize, oh, those people are working.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently to some people that means, oh, that means I need to talk really loud so they can hear me.
Through the headphones,
through their earmuffs.
Over the other person.
What they think,
yeah,
they are.
Through the other person, over the other person talking as well.
But. Yeah, it's really awful. And like, in most settings where we end up doing a show, people understand that.
Yeah.
If we're at a bar or a Dave and Buster's or whatever, people realize what's going on.
They wait till the break. And
occasionally you'll get someone who's a pain in the ass, but it's rare. Here, though, there's a lot of people walking around, particularly older women older men, too. I shouldn't single out women. Older people who they don't really realize what you're doing. They think that,
oh, is this game on ESPN today?
Yeah, or like it's a some sort of the type of show where people just, oh, come on up and let's ask us a question. It's like we're some sort of circus act. I don't know, but it's very obnoxious to me. This is much more comfortable. We have air conditioning.
Yeah,
you know, we've got
our whole cooler full of water back here.
Yes, things are going well.
This feels professional
for now.
Yeah, it feels like I could do play by play from here.
You could.
Yeah. And right now he's watering home plate. Looks like he might have put a little bit too much there, AJ, especially on the left side. That's starting to pond. And we know how the weather is here. That's ponding.
That's true.
That could be a real problem. Meanwhile,
that'll be dried up, though, quickly, Fred.
And why on earth?
What about the man riding the lawnmower on the dirt?
That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, AJ. I think maybe he's just confused. Maybe he got into drugs.
He's going back and forth.
And not really accomplishing
now
anything.
Now back, now forth.
He's accomplishing nothing in his life.
Now back.
And now the other guy's just taking off down the baseline.
Now forth.
And he passes what would have been first base.
He's safe. Oh, yeah. He's making the turn.
Oh, is he?
He's making the turn. Fred, he's going for a double.
He's going for two.
Oh, my.
And he's really, really slow.
Oh, he's not stopping.
No, he's going for three now.
Oh, my. This guy, he's slowing down.
I think he's running out of steam. I think he's going to have to hold him up at third. Yep.
No, he's making the
–
No, he's going back towards second. Oh, that's a disaster. Meanwhile, the guy on the pitcher's mound still going back and forth.
Yeah, but he's moved to the center of the pitcher's mound now. I don't know if you noticed this. It was a subtle move, maybe about a foot to the right.
I think it's illegal for us to be doing this, honestly.
Yeah, I think there are sort of licensing agreements.
Yeah, I don't think we're allowed to do this. So let's just stop. Okay. Let's stop and do our regular show.
Fine.
I've got a story today, and I don't want to break it out right now, but there's a story about a woman who is sexually aroused 24/7. And that sounds pretty good, right?
On the surface, that sounds good.
Well, apparently there's problems with it as well, so we'll get to that story.
Yeah, because I don't think there's a man who could go 24/7.
There's not one man.
No.
But there, I bet she could have a stable of 24 men.
Yeah, you wouldn't even need that many.
Yeah.
5 or 6 probably gets a deal done, as long as they're virile.
Yeah.
But, okay, I'm interested in that. My favorite story, though, is the details came out on Tiger's DUI arrest.
And he was on a lot of drugs.
I mean, this is world championship stuff. I
was foolish. I got to be honest, because I was like, he probably just took too many of his prescription pills.
Well, he did. It's just a bunch of different ones.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was going to be to this level.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen him yet.
You going to give the rundown?
Yeah. All right. Leading the way with 2 painkillers.
Okay.
Dilaudid and Vicodin. I'm familiar with Vicodin. A couple of those and a shot of whiskey will do you right. You can just stop there.
Okay.
1 tranquilizer, Xanax.
Okay.
Not familiar with that. I haven't tried that before. A sedative, which is Ambien.
Okay.
And
once you've taken that much, yeah, don't drive.
Well, right. Well, and then, batting cleanup, THC.
Yeah. So that's the one that.
Or would it technically be batting 5th because there were 2 painkillers?
True, but maybe he did the THC and then took the second.
Yeah, not quite sure
after.
what order they were in, but my goodness, that's just a cocktail of death there.
It's strong work. I mean, it's the kind of mix that'll leave you sleeping on the side of the road with 2 flat tires. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but there was no alcohol in his system, so there's that.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, and which he said it wasn't alcohol.
He wasn't lying.
No, but so. Dilaudid, Vicodin, Xanax, Ambien, marijuana.
Okay.
I don't think I could do that.
No, it's too much. It's too much. I don't. Mixing drugs to me is always a bad idea.
Yeah,
I'll mix drugs with alcohol.
Yeah.
But mixing multiple drugs, specifically uppers and downers, is just not. It's not wise, guys. Not wise.
Disco says Tiger in the car like Leo in Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, I saw that today, and I'm like, man. I mean, it explains the video.
Yeah.
But I just can't imagine putting all that stuff in your system. And maybe it wasn't all at the same time, but.
But maybe it was.
Yeah, we don't know. It looks like our ponding is going away.
Just I told you, it's not going to last.
Well, it is a little warm out there.
There's a collision course for lawnmowers, though.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Oh boy!
I don't think
demolition derby.
I don't think they're actually lawnmowers.
They're raking the
dirt.
The dirt, but it's like a riding lawnmower contraption.
The lawn looks very mowed here. As a matter of fact, this almost looks like a fairway.
I mean, it's like they have a groundskeeping crew.
Yeah, guys, it's their job to keep it looking nice.
Yeah, who would have thought?
If you haven't been out here, this is a really nice stadium. It's a good family experience. It's a fun night out. And today, 2 for Tuesday, featuring buy one, get one field box tickets and half price groups. So, like, if you got a group, it's half price. Just come out and do that. Get your group together right now. Call them and say, hey, I've got a group of, the secretaries of Sugarland.
How big is a group?
I don't know what technically a group counts as.
Like more than 2?
No, that's not really a group. But I'd say 8.
Oh, that's a large
group. I'll set the number at 8 would be a group. Maybe 6. Anything more than just a straight family thing, which is, I think the standard is 4. Hector wants to know, did anyone have Tiger in their Deadpool?
I don't think so.
Yeah. But it's been a quiet year for deaths. after last year where we would have been putting up, you know, hundreds of points. It's been remarkably quiet. But he would have been a good one to have.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. 713-780-3776. Steven says, turn around, don't drown. Yeah, well, we don't want the lawnmower guy drowning.
No. That'd be disastrous.
Yeah. Is it is the weather supposed to stay dry out here?
I would assume so, yeah. I haven't heard.
Well, Steven can answer that. I don't really pay attention unless he tweets something out like storm coming.
By the way, your Astros, they're off to a strong start today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're up 8-3 in the bottom of the fourth. Although base is currently loaded with one out, Diamondbacks at the plate. So, it could get ugly here in a minute, but worst case scenario, they're still going to be leading after this at bat no matter what. So even if they hit a grand slam, it'll still be 8-7.
Yeah.
But 8 runs in 4 innings of work, we haven't seen these kind of bats in a while,
no,
so it's kind of nice.
Should have used that last night.
Oh, they saved it all up for today. They didn't do anything last night. And granted, Zach Greinke's pretty good at sport.
Yeah, he's having a really good year.
But my goodness, they had nothing for him last night. Everybody's got a hit already today except for Reddick. And there's, there's a lot of, almost everybody has an RBI. I mean, I'd say five out of the 9 guys have a run batted in. So, looking pretty good. And Peacock, 6 strikeouts through 3 1/3 so far.
All right. There's your Astros update for the day.
Not play-by-play. Because
no, that would be wrong. We can do play-by-play of the lawnmowers and the ponding. But we'll keep you up to date on it in case anything changes. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Window World of Houston. Not only are they providing premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in America, and they carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World's become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, which is transferable in case you ever sell your house. It adds value to your property. It's a higher quality product and a low price that starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills, call Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. There's absolutely no hassle, no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You got nothing to lose, guys. 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from Constellation Field in Sugarland. And tomorrow, kids get in free.
Oh, nice.
Kids under the age of 12. So you could bring your kids and get them in for free.
Both of them. Yeah. Look at that.
How about that?
I'll be on the road tomorrow after the show.
So you're not here Thursday, Friday. It looks like I'll be here Thursday, but not Friday. So
you changed it up a little bit.
Yeah, well, apparently we have sponsor stuff or something I got to do Thursday.
What do you got to do?
I think they're bringing whiskey for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so one of us kind of has to be there for
that. Makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense that it would be you.
It's Cougs all day, day. Pharmacist here. Best part is Dilaudid is like 10 times the strength of Vicodin.
Oh, boy.
They're both opioids, so he was gone.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I mean, 10 times as strong as Vicodin. Jackson says, Tiger's cocktail reminds me of something one of my ex-girlfriends would have done. This is Jimi Hendrix from the grave. Pretty impressive, Tiger.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And Daniel says, I don't think you can call the result from that to be an unexpected reaction. Yeah, pretty impressive. That's Hall of Fame type stuff. I think when you start getting into the degenerate Hall of Fame, Tiger Woods was already a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think this just adds to his legacy. I mean, he's not quite Charlie Sheen level, but this guy's up there. In fact, I think that's like two first ballot Hall of Famers I can just come up with right off the top of my head. Tiger Woods and Charlie Sheen. 713-780-ESPN. People want to make a big deal out of the unofficial depth charts for these preseason games.
Right.
Can I tell you why it means absolutely nothing? Well, I'll give you the Texans, and I'll get to a name, and you can say, okay, that explains it. Starting wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins. This is for the Patriots game.
Okay.
Left tackle is Chris Clark, with Julian Davenport as his backup.
What are you going to do?
Left guard, Xavier Suofilo, with David Quesenberry as his backup.
All right.
Center, Nick Martin, with Greg Mantz as his backup. So far, everything's fine.
It seems normal.
Right guard, Jeff Allen, with Chad Slade as his backup.
Okay.
Right tackle, we have an or.
Oh, okay.
Kendall Lamb or Brito Giacchinini.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
Is it Giacchinini?
Giacchinini, excuse me. If you could look at this, it's almost impossible to read these names.
Yeah,
it's like all fuzzed
tiny.
Out. Yeah, thank you, Texans, for this. And this is from the Texans, by the way. Tight end, C.J. Fedorowicz, backed up by Ryan Griffin. Your other wide receiver, Will Fuller the fifth.
That seems unlikely.
No. And you know who's backing him up? Braxton Miller, who hadn't practiced all
also
week.
Seems unlikely.
DeAndre White, didn't they cut him?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, and this was last updated by a Texans PR staff on August 13th. Okay. Tom Savage, Deshaun Watson, Jay Prosh, and Lamar Miller, Alfred Blue, Tyler Irvin, Deontay Foreman, yawn. Nothing else. To quote the great poets Metallica, nothing else matters. The defense is what you would expect. But it's almost pointless to put this out with Will Fuller starting at receiver. So as meaningless as preseason depth charts are, I think that kind of takes it to a new level.
Yeah, I'll go with you on that.
Yeah. Does Robert Downey Jr. still make the Hall of Fame? Well, he's cleaned up a lot, though. But probably still first ballot, but he's not going to get the votes that those two guys get at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, it's more about what you're doing, you know, when you go out, like, if you recover too much, I mean, people kind of forget.
Yeah.
You got to go out in a blaze of glory.
It's kind of like the guy who starts off his career with like 450 home run seasons and then never hits more than five after that.
Right.
You probably assume he's on steroids, and that's not going to sustain it. It's like if Jose Altuve stopped right now and hit 110 the rest of his career, not a Hall of Famer.
No.
No. So I think that's going to hurt his chances, but with the voters.
You can be weak early in your career.
Yeah, and as long as you get better.
Finish strong. Downey's, he's going the opposite.
Yeah.
Strong resume as a young player, but.
See, like, I look for guys who have some promise. Like, hey, you know what? Zeke Elliott, off to a pretty good start in his career. So, is Shea LaBeouf on the, I can never pronounce his name, on the bubble for the Hall of Fame?
He's getting there, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody says it just takes more drugs to get Iron Man messed up.
Yeah.
Manziel, again, promising start. I don't really see him cleaning things up. I'll tell you, I'll give you one. But maybe in a different wing. Gronk.
Yeah.
He's not a screw up.
Well, and I don't know what kind of drugs he's doing.
No, but it's not just about being drugs and being a degenerate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're talking about people who are legendarily fun-loving and occasionally do something really stupid like this. He hasn't really had the stupid thing happen. You know?
He's not made trouble.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't make it. Is Bill Cosby a first? No, Bill Cosby's a scumbag. You can't be a complete scumbag and make the list. Sorry. Dan says Tiger has to be the best at everything he does. Golf, most women, most drugs, you name it, he's a champion. Yeah, I think these guys are there. I think Tiger, just like his golf career, he could never win another tournament. He'll be in the Golf Hall of Fame. Same thing with the Degenerate Hall of Fame. He could do nothing else from here on out, and he's good. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know, quick baseball note, your buddy Giancarlo, formerly Mike Stanton,
yes,
is just on freaking fire right now. He's already broken the record for the Marlins franchise record for single-season home runs. And, oh, by the way, we still have over a month left. 22 home runs in his last 34 games. You know, second on that on the list since July 5th, Mike Moustakas, he has 10.
And what's Stanton's number?
22.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. There's only one team that has more home runs than him this month. The Rockies have 11.
Man.
He's got 10. The Rays have 10. Pirates, 9. No player in history has had more homers at younger and in fewer games than Stanton with 251. Pujols had the exact same. For on-pace guy, 60 home runs and 127 RBI. And home runs since the All-Star break. This is my favorite stat. Stanton, 17. Entire Giants team, 19.
Man.
So, and check this out. He's also in all-time list of at-bats per home run, fourth in history, behind McGuire, Ruth, and Bonds.
Jeez. Getting it done.
Yeah. So, pretty impressive. And I can't believe there was actually talk of him being dealt.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's got a tough contract to move, obviously.
Yeah,
but
God, wouldn't it be worth it?
You got to have something to bring fans to your building. I mean, that's already a team that struggles to draw. He's the one thing they've got going for him that people will come out and pay and watch. You know?
Yeah. But I saw those numbers, and I was like, wow.
I mean, what he's doing now is pretty similar to what Aaron Judge was doing early in the season.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I think there's a lot of parallels with those guys, although Judge seems to – I mean, at least what we know of him so far, it may decline, but he seems to be more of a hit-for-average guy too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Stan's also kind of done it over a longer
period.
Yeah,
those guys are fun to watch, though, man. Yeah. Stan's a fun dude to watch.
I love home run guys.
Hey, CBS announced their broadcast teams for the NFL season.
I was going to bring that up.
The number one team, so the big dogs, and this is no surprise, Jim Nance, Tony Romo, Tracy Wolfson. We kind of knew that the Nance-Romo team was going to be the number one crew for CBS. Ian Eagle, Dan Fouts, and Evan Washburn is the second crew.
I like Fouts a lot, actually, as a color guy. I think he's pretty good.
What about Greg Gumbel, Trent Green, and Jamie Erdahl as the number three?
Not really all as familiar with Trent Green's work.
Not either. Kevin Harlan and Rich Gannon as the number four squad.
Actually, I like Gannon. Harlan I like better on TV than I do on radio.
Okay. Andrew Catalan and James Lofton in the five hole.
Yeah, that's a strange one.
Spiro, is it Deeds or Deeds?
I don't know. I don't know.
And Adam Archuleta are the number six team. The number seven team, Tom McCarthy, Steve Tasker, and Steve Berline.
Boy, poor Tasker can't move up the list at all, can he? It's just like his career. He's a special teamer. He's like bottom of the list there. I actually think he does a pretty good job.
Yeah, it's kind of odd. And by the way, if you're wondering where Phil Simms is, they're moving him to the studio.
Yeah.
That was kind of the plan all along.
I won't miss him at all.
The number eight team, Beth Mowins and Jay Feely. And you may be saying, well, Jay Feely's a former quarterback. He's going to be the analyst. Beth Mowins, and when I didn't say a third name, that means there's no assigned sideline reporter. That means Beth Mowins is doing your NFL play-by-play.
Well, she was already going to do – I thought she was supposed to do one game already this year, and now I think she's doing a second.
Yeah, she was set to do the Monday Night Football broadcast, which I think is week – because, you know, week one they do back-to-back Monday night games. They used to have Mike and Mike do the second game.
Yeah.
It's like a rotating crew.
They can't even talk to each other enough to do a game.
Yeah. Mowins is going to do that game with Rex Ryan. Okay.
I can see how that's going to go.
Yeah, that's going to be really good.
What do you think, Rex? I think you've got really nice feet, Beth.
But this is where I'm...
Go ahead. Say it.
Listen, I'll give her a chance. But I have heard... And, you know, what's the chick's name that does baseball? Like, where she's like a commentator on the baseball.
Is it Jessica Morales?
Is Mendoza.
Mendoza, yeah.
I think she's pretty good.
Yeah.
She doesn't bother me at all. Now,
but she's not doing
play-by-play.
Right.
And I cannot – I don't know the woman's name who sometimes does – or I think there's multiple women who do bowl games.
I think she's one of them.
When they get into bowl season, there's so many games that they don't have enough dudes to do these games. I don't like women play-by-play announcers. Maybe that makes me a sexist. I don't mean to be, but I just haven't found one that does a good job yet. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it'll happen, and I'll be proven wrong. But I think this is set up for failure. Especially you're throwing her in the, you're putting her in the booth with Rex Ryan first. I don't know how that's going
to
go.
I always try to have an open mind about these things, but it always just sounds weird to me. Like if I'm watching a college football game and I feel like there's a woman doing play by play, I kind of feel like if it's my team, boy, they didn't really think much of this game.
Oh, clearly
that's kind of how I feel. But
I don't know. I don't know how often the Texans will be the number eight. Squad on CBS's schedule.
Maybe
I mean they'll have to be playing a pretty crappy team to fall that far down the list.
Well, they could. That would be interesting.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm just not a fan of it. But it's just like the men I don't like.
So you're a sexist too.
If I don't like the way it sounds, you know what I do? I mute the damn thing. Just like I do whenever Chris Collinsworth. 5 minutes into the game at the most, I have to mute it.
Yeah.
I'd much rather listen to her than Chris Collinsworth. Now, she may not make it more than 6 or 7 minutes, but I'll bet she outlasts Collinsworth
in my
household.
What's funny is a lot of how I consume my football outside of Texans games is through Red Zone.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not like you're going to be able to avoid it there. It's going to pop up.
I don't really do Red Zone anymore. I do the split screen where I can watch them all at once.
Yeah.
And then that way I just flip over to whichever game.
I like that too. Yeah. DirecTV has that thing where you can pick your game.
You can do either four games or you can do eight. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll do eight and then I'll just.
Actually, I did do a lot more of that last year than Red Zone now that I think about it. I forgot they introduced that last year. That was nice.
So they said, did you guys see the kid in Preacher last week wearing the Falcons 2017 Super Bowl champions T-shirt? Yeah, that was awesome. There's a kid in Vietnam.
Oh, nice!
The Falcons championship shirt.
I haven't watched the first episode of Preacher yet. I've been trying to catch up on some old stuff on my DVR.
Yeah.
Like I'm all the way caught up on Gotham now, and now I'm trying to get all the way caught up on that Snowfall.
Yeah, I've got that recorded. I just haven't watched it yet.
Such a good show.
I'm caught up on Preacher. I watched The Last Orphan Black Saturday night, which I enjoyed that series, but it was time for it to end, and. I'm on Rick and Morty right now, which Sunday nights was okay, but last week's was the best one, one of the best ones I've seen.
But Snowfall for me, it's like one of those shows like where I only care about some of the storylines.
Yeah.
Like it's got three different storylines. There's like a CIA storyline, a Colombian storyline, and then the black storyline. And all I care about is the black storyline. It's difficult for me. Like, some points I'm like, oh, geez. And then they talk in Spanish sometimes, and I've got to read subtitles, which you better have my full attention if you're going to talk to me in subtitles. That's what,
yeah.
Like, when I watch the, what's the show that comes on Netflix about the cartel?
Narcos.
Narcos, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that show enough that I'll read the subtitles for the whole show.
But we'll get to that. I just don't like that as much because sometimes I'm on my computer, I'm doing other stuff, and
yeah.
I'm listening. And then when I have to stop and totally focus on it, oh well. Hey, guys, got to tell you, if you haven't made the switch to Harry's yet, you need to join me and 3 million other guys who have because it's going to change your life. You never have to go to the store to buy any of your razor equipment anymore. It's going to get delivered to your mailbox. You can set up a plan with how often you want them replaced, and they'll just show up right there. You're going to save a bunch of money because they sell them directly to you. They make them at the factory, their own factory, sell them directly to you. And you get a quality shave. It's so great. I never again have to go to the store and open up those hard-to-open plastic packages, man. You get everything in a nice, convenient box, and it is just so easy and so convenient and so inexpensive. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you a set for free. How about that? Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. I partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Join me, join 3 million other guys, AJ, my kids on Harry's. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer. That's right, free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Constellation Field in Sugarland, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz on Saturday, August 26th. Undefeated world champion Floyd Mayweather battles UFC superstar Conor McGregor in the most anticipated event of the year. To celebrate, we're giving away pay-per-view prize packs. Get a $250 gift card to use toward purchase of the event, plus a t-shirt, hat, and commemorative fight poster. Demand for this event will be unprecedented, so order your pay-per-view early, courtesy of Mayweather Promotions. Here's how it's going to work. We're going to post a question onto Facebook. You will go to Facebook and answer the question, and if you get it correct, your name will draw randomly from all the people who get it correct, and you're going to win the pay-per-view for the fight. John, what is the question for the people?
The last fighter Floyd Mayweather knocked out, who was it?
I know that one.
I know that one, too.
Yeah. So, Google away, people. A lot of people asking if you checked out Ozark yet. I hear good things on that.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. That's my next Netflix series or next Netflix show. I guess it's only one season so far to watch. But, yeah I want to watch that.
Yeah, and I want to get to it before football season starts, because once that happens, it's unlikely I'm going to be picking up other series. Although, Thrones is over, so I may have some more time. But all that does is I just watch Sunday Night Football instead. So I'm not really picking up any time there. And then once again, people asking about Power, and I'll say the same thing I've been saying about that. I'm sure it's great. It just doesn't really interest me, the subject matter. At some point, maybe I'll give it a try and watch an episode. But
don't you like gangster shows?
I like gangster shows, but I'm into mafia shows more than gangster shows.
Okay. So you need your gangsters to be Italian.
Yeah, pretty much. Although not always. Like I consider New Jack City a mobster show, even though they aren't Italian. But that's one of my favorite movies. But yeah. I don't know. I've read up on it a little bit, and there's nothing in there that's made me say, oh, I really need to watch this.
A lot of people tell me it's very good.
I know, and I trust a lot of people, but then I got burned by Billions when everybody told me how great that was. Oh, it's better than Game of Thrones. No. No, it's not. But at some point, I'll give it a try.
ESPN dropped their latest preseason rankings, NFL rankings.
Yes, Texans 16.
That's a good guess. You're off.
One.
They're 14.
Oh damn!
It says that they're right up on their post draft ranking was 11. So they've
gone
backwards. They've been downgraded since the mostly because and this first season is probably the first sentence is probably why. Tom Savage seems to have the edge on Deshaun Watson at starting quarterback, but the real story at camp might be the healthy return of J.J. Watt. Texans finished tied for 24th in sacks last season after ranking tied for 8th after Watt's first 5 seasons combined. So whoever wrote this apparently thinks that Tom Savage is not. The best case scenario.
I'm not sure I disagree, but
no, I don't either. You care to know where the other teams in the AFC South sit?
I'm gonna guess they have the Titans right above them.
12th, the Titans. Colts, 18. They've gone up since the draft, so
very strange. Considering they're looking at probably 6 games without Andrew Luck, would go down.
It says what's the deal with Andrew Luck? His shoulder has overshadowed training camp. His health will make or break the Colts this season. His backup, Scott Tolzien, is 0-2-1 in his career as a starter with 2 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. And then where do you think the Jacksonville Jaguars rank?
22.
Try 28.
Wow.
Not much respect for the old Jaggies.
There's a lot of Bortles stuff coming out about how bad he's looked, including one of his receivers getting pissed off at him for overthrowing a ball in practice. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, you're bottom of the barrel, 32 Jets, 31 Niners, 30 Browns, 29 Bears, Jags 28, Rams 27, Bills 26, Dolphins all the way down to 25.
Boy, they like Tannehill a lot more than they do Cutler, don't they?
Their post-draft ranking for the Dolphins, 13.
Wow.
So, pretty major hit there. At the top, if you're curious about that, I'm sure you can probably guess.
I bet. I'm just going to throw one out there. I bet New England's number one.
That would be correct. Care to guess on number two?
They'll probably have... I bet they have Atlanta number two.
They do.
Which I disagree with.
Number three, Seattle, who have moved up from number six. 4, Pittsburgh. 5, Green Bay. 6, Dallas, down from 5. So not much of a knock on them with the Zeke Elliott news. Oakland, 7. Kansas City, 8.
Interesting. Where does it have Denver, out of curiosity?
9.
Okay. So that's almost impossible. I know those are power rankings and not where you'll finish rankings, but
right.
You can't have all three of those teams finish in the top 10.
No.
It's almost impossible.
Although last year those three teams were 12-4, 12-4, 9-7.
Yeah. But that's still not 7-8-9.
No.
That's more like 7-8-14.
Yeah.
Actually it's better than that. It's probably like 5-6-14.
What if they all three finished 11-5? It's potential 7-8-9, well, isn't it?
As I said, it could happen.
It is unlikely.
It's pretty rare.
The fourth team in that group, the Chargers, 24.
See, I think Chargers are higher than that. I think they're going to be better. Well, I don't know, man. With this move, who knows?
Their first two picks in the draft are both injured already.
Yeah, Forrest Lamp's already dead.
Mike Williams is hurt. Yeah, they're a mess already.
Nick says, talking about the Texans, who would have thought Fuller going down would drop them so many spots?
I guess that's what it is. It's what it must be.
And Christina says, not enough time in life when you have to adult and then try to catch up on good shows. That is true. I mean, it's especially when you have a job.
Yeah.
I was a lot better at TV when I was just doing the show. I was able to watch whatever the hell I wanted. Now it's a little different.
What's the package? Lamont's asking about Red Zone. He's like, you know, you got Red Zone and Sunday Ticket, you're balling. But the Red Zone just comes with like the basic sports package, doesn't it?
No,
it gives you like the root sports and stuff.
I don't know because I basically just
I just pay for everything.
I know, and I know my bill goes way up here when Red Zone comes. I mean, when Sunday Ticket comes back. So I don't know. I just pay for all the sports stuff, basically.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think Red Zone is like part of a basic sports package.
I think it's part of Sunday Ticket.
Oh, is it automatically with that?
I think so. Yeah,
that might be why then.
Yeah, but I don't.
But I know I don't pay extra for Red Zone on top of Sunday Ticket, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It comes with either Sunday Ticket or the other package. I'm not sure which. So.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys about mycomputercareer.edu. Guys, if you've ever thought about starting over again, you'd like to work with computers, it's not too late. You don't need a math or computer background to start an IT career because it's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer. Check it out. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu. What's my right here?
RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Constellation Field in Sugarland, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Come join us at Constellation Field right now. We'll broadcast live from Sugarland. We are broadcasting live from Sugarland.
You're looking live, folks.
The Skeeters will take the field at 7:05 to face the York Revolution. Here's a Fred Fowler guarantee. They're going to beat the crap out of York. It's affordable family fun. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com and get your tickets now. And as far as play-by-play, the ponding is gone.
It's gone.
It's long gone. And right now, there's a kind of hefty player throwing a ball against a wall. And some guys stretching.
All right.
And a guy's pulling on something.
Those guys must be from York.
Yeah, they look like Yorkers to me.
New Yorkers?
No, just York.
Like old York, huh?
No, like York in England. That means they can't play at all.
Or is it York, Pennsylvania? That's where they make the peppermint patties.
Well, it's probably Pennsylvania, but I'm going to go with England because they all look
do like those patties.
They
though.
All kind of look pasty. So
I'm kind of bummed out. I'm like reading Twitter. Apparently, while we were on our way down here, we missed a good Trump speech. So that's a bit of a bummer. Mm. I'll have to catch up on that later.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's. Apparently, there's two different levels of red zone, so like you can have Sunday ticket but not red zone. And I honestly, I'm not sure you need red zone if you have those extra channels with the eight games on at once. Just depends on your preference. So I'll either watch the eight, and then whenever the Texans are on, click on that and watch it full screen, and then go back on the commercials, and if there's something I want to see, I'll click on that. Because that's how I used to do red zone.
See, for me, when the Texans are on, I watch only the Texans game, and I record every other game that I can that's happening during the Texans
yeah.
game. And then for the I mean, you Texans usually play at noon, so for the 3:30 games, I usually use that multi-view.
Yeah, because there's usually not more than four.
And no.
It's easier to keep up with that than eight.
Yeah, eight is too much for me.
But I only do that at the noon games when the Texans are on commercial. And what's great is because you see the Texans on the screen of eight, you know
when
they're
back,
and you
yeah.
just go to it, and it's a good way to keep up with everything and not, and still watch all the Texans. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. And it looks like I don't even know what that thing is. Looks like they may have some batting practice here soon.
All right.
It's like a there's a home plate.
That's the outline for them to
put the
chalk down.
So we're about to get outlining.
Yeah.
This is exciting. It's a big step forward.
Yeah.
I have some college football to do when come
back. College foosball talk.
When we get to the top of the 5 o'clock hour, ESPN basically says it's one of the best years for college football quarterbacks in a while. I think on the surface going in, you would agree. So they break down everybody, and we'll go over some of the guys that you can be watching this year and thinking, okay, if Deshaun Watson doesn't work out.
Who can you, who yeah. will you like? Like the quarterback prospects only?
No, these are all guys who are going to play well.
Oh, okay.
But a lot, I mean, obviously it also includes the top prospects.
Right.
So there's a few names out there. Yeah, I think those have to be York guys. They're all wearing like different clothes. That looks like the visitor side to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, just looking at them on the field, I don't like their chances.
Not,
by the way,
they're not a strong looking squad. Is that what you're saying?
Thirsty Thursday this week features $2 beer and sodas. It's also UT night, and you can celebrate everything UT.
$2 beer, huh?
Yeah, wear burn orange. This is perfect for you. And the Longhorn Alumni Band's going to be here.
Perfect for me, huh?
Yeah, because you'll wear your burn orange.
Right.
You'll celebrate everything UT.
I do have a lot of burn orange gear.
You'll drink $2 beers.
Yeah.
And the Longhorn Alumni Band will be here, and I know you love them.
I do. They're my favorite alumni band.
Top
five.
I didn't realize they had an alumni band. I didn't know people did that.
That's weird.
It is a little.
Like, let's just talk about that's a weird thing.
Like, I enjoyed bands so much in college that I want to keep going, so I'm going to get my friends together, and I'm going to play the oboe, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's a weird thing, man.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit weird to be in band as it is. And no offense to anybody who was in band, because I was in band for 1 year. But, yeah, if you're still doing it now, I'm going to go with a little bit weird. And Cody brought up a good point, said he got his Sunday ticket
drop to 5 payments of $25 a month by calling and bitching about his entire DirecTV bill.
Oh, you always do that.
Yeah, you have to
never
that.
Pay full price for Sunday ticket. You never should have to.
No, that's about once a year you call and threaten to cancel, and then they give you a deal.
Yeah, if you threaten to cancel, they'll just give you Sunday ticket for free for a year.
Yeah, they've done that for me before. It's basically you're just calling and bluffing because there's no way in hell I'm getting rid of Sunday ticket, but
yeah.
It's always a good way to get your
You do the same thing with your cell phone bill every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, like when your contract's up, be like, I think I'm leaving, and then they'll offer you a better rate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jason says, you know, Sunday Ticket also offers the shortcuts, which is every game in under 30 minutes starting Monday morning. They do. I tried that last year. I tried and I figured, you know what, this will save me a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just don't get the same experience as I get from watching a play and then fast forwarding to the next play, because the fast forward 30 seconds button almost always takes you exactly to the next play.
Yeah, yeah. I've tried that too. That for some reason it's just I like having control of the fast forward essentially. Maybe it's just a control freak thing.
And like, who's to tell me what's important? What's an important play?
John Heyman is reporting that the Astros and Tigers reignited talks on a possible deal.
I've heard the same thing 50 times.
Sources tell FanRag Sports.
All right.
They've reignited in recent days.
Okay.
Yeah.
But nothing?
Nothing. This is just another.
Give me the good stuff. Let me know when.
Well, and basically it's the same bull stuff that he's cleared waivers, yeah. What his stats are. We know all that. And so though the two sides spoke last week, completing a deal won't be easy. Well, if it were easy, it would have been done by now.
Right.
The deal remains a long shot. Okay, that's just a misleading headline. I don't know who you are, John Heyman, but fail.
So the deal remains a long shot is really what we need to know out of
that. Yeah, yeah, any deal for him.
Hmm. It's just the Astros they're not proven to be the kind of organization that's willing to pay that kind of money for a player yet. I'm not saying they won't, because when the time comes, Correa, Altuve, probably Springer, probably Keuchel, these are going to be massive contract guys. I don't expect the Astros to keep all of them, but if they don't keep any of them, it'd be really hard to take this franchise seriously. And I think they're kind of looking forward to that, and they're going to try to live on a budget until that day comes.
Weird,
a relative budget.
Weird stat line today from Brad Peacock, who only made it 4 2/3, yet another short outing for your starting pitcher. 4 runs, 9 strikeouts in 4 2/3 innings.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah. 8-4 Astros, top of the 7th.
All right. The guy came out and just did a bunch of work with that stupid thing, and then the guy with the chalk just walked over everything he did. It could be a groundskeeper fight.
This could be. He's approaching him a little bit angry, and he's got a broom, and he's not afraid to use it.
It's a spinny broom. Yeah. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Man Centers. Listen, if you and your significant other are trying to have kids and grow your family, it's not working out. Well, it might not be her fault. 50% of the time, we're not able to conceive. It's a male issue. And did you know that low testosterone can affect your fertility? Sometimes our testosterone counts are low. We don't even really know it. Man Centers helps regain your natural testosterone production. It's not about shots. They're focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce testosterone. There's a misconception that if you're having fertility issues, you should just go to any old urology practice. That's incorrect, guys. Man Centers is a premier medical practice that focuses on reproductive urology and male fertility. The doctors and staff at Man Centers are experts in reproductive urology. So, who do you go to for any fertility concerns? Man Centers. Women have OBGYNs, men have Man Centers for all your male needs. They've got multiple locations in Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. They've got a new location in Pearland for you guys on the south side. And they're soon to open a new location off of 249 in Tomball. Give them a call today. Set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. That's mancenters.com.